Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and I have been diving into a really good book called The Eye of Faith. And so this is Discovering the Most Powerful Divine Force of Your Life, Driving Force of Your Life. Now, in Impact to Income, we teach a lot on how to visualize, how to create what you want. And in this book, it really outlined a very specific way of really opening up the eye of faith to receive what it is that you desire. So I wanted to just share a little bit. I'm actually going to read out of this just some pieces and talk to you about some of the ways to manifest what it is that you desire. And whether you're a praying person or not, you know, my method is visualization and prayer. And whether you believe in God or a higher power isn't really the issue. It's the strategy behind it. And for me, I believe that all good things come from God. But I've taught a lot of people who have different belief systems. So whatever your belief system is, I want you to respect it. But just apply these principles, because they're something that by doing this really makes a huge difference. And so I'm going to go over what he calls illuminance. And these are all pieces to add to the power of your visualizations to make sure that what you see happens. So if you're seeing things and you're visualizing, but things aren't really manifesting, then this is one of, there's so many cool parts right here. Okay, so we're just going to break them down. There's like 12 of them. So the desire illuminant. Now, he says that we are allowed to achieve objectives that may be detrimental or not in our best interest or the well-being of someone we want to help. So that's in honor of our agency. We are allowed to achieve objectives that may be detrimental or not in the our best interest or well-being of someone else that we want to help. And this is really letting a desire just work in you. So you have to actually want what it is that you're seeing. The second piece is the precision illuminant. Now, this is getting very precise, and a lot of people, when they visualize, they're very vague, and they see things distant. And so this is teaching about how the more specific and precise you are, the more powerful the connection between your spiritual and emotional manifestation will occur. So it just connects, and things actually are created. The calm yet alert illuminant. Now, this is being in a place where you're at peace, because a lot of the things that stops people are doubt, frustration, fear, anxiety. And where those exist, it inhibits our ability to see what it is that we want and create it. So being able to have that calm feeling. The third one is the fully realized illuminant. Fourth one is the fully realized illuminant. Now, what this means is because the mortal brain is inclined to interpret and accept messages from the divine spirit as reality, it's very important that the visualization be as though it had already happened. So fully realized, meaning you're seeing it as if. So when you see it, it should feel so real to you. It should be as if it already happened. The next one is called the lifelike size illuminant. Now, many times when we see things, it's very tiny or small. And the more lifelike and more vivid it becomes, the better off the manifestation. The next one is living color illuminant. So seeing the colors of the surroundings of what it is that you're creating. The next one's proximity illuminant. So whether, you know, we're meditating or praying, we should see as if we're right there and next to what it is that we're desiring, as well as to our higher power if we're in prayer. The perspective illuminant. Now, this is something from whether it's an internal or external perspective. So whether you're seeing it from an external, like you see yourself and the things, or internally, like first person point of view. The next one is the ambience illuminant, which this really teaches just about how focused that the location, as well as what they're saying, feeling, and doing. So it's all the surroundings and the atmosphere of the object of your faith, is what he states. The next one is the motion illuminate. So this is something, you know, if there's actions, to evoke the motions so it's more vivid and clear. Next one is the clarity illuminate. This is getting clear and concise as possible. And it says, envision all the details relevant to your intent. And it'll fade in and out, but that's okay. Just stay calm and continue. And you'll find that that connection of your intellect and spirit and mentality will reunite. The continuance, continuity illuminate. Now, this is basically visualizing it all the way through. You know, any times that I've practiced this, many times I'll be halfway in it and then my mind will stray. So it's powerful to follow through with what you're seeing and visualizing all the way to the end. And allow that, you know, if your thoughts stray, just bring it back. You can think that stray thought, just acknowledge it. Okay, that's great. And then bring it back. The sound illuminate. It's pretty self-explanatory, right? So voices, sounds, things around you, like hear it. The expedient illuminate, which he talks about how it should be expedient, whether for three things. Expedient unto the Lord, for you, or for the person you hope to bless. Actually goes on and talks about more. For the Holy Ghost to reveal, expedient in a particular time, or expedient for a trial of your faith. So for those of us who are listening who might be unsure or if you don't believe in God or not, basically what this is saying is it expedient for you? So is it the will of the universe or God and my personality, right? Is it expedient for yourself? Is it good for another person? Is it also just expedient for you to learn something, which in my interpretation would be expedient for you or not? And is it expedient during that time frame, right? So all things to take into account. The next one is the touch illuminant. Now, this is something that just creates where it's very vivid and it allows you to touch it and all your senses. The next one's the real intent illuminant, then the initiative illuminant, the emotion illuminant, the intensity illuminant. And that kind of sums up all these pieces for actually creating what you want. So I teach a lot on the emotional and the intensity, right? You think it, you visualize it, you feel it, and you do it with intense emotion and passion. That's only a few parts, right? So you must incorporate all these pieces in order to truly achieve what it is that you're desiring. So I wanted to share this. Hopefully this helps a lot of you as you move forward in visualizing and being able to break down all these segments. And again, I want to thank Ron L. McIntyre, Ron L. McIntyre, for writing that book, because it's been a really eye-opener to read The Eye of Faith. So if you have other questions, other thoughts on this, be sure and join our Facebook group at tylerfb.com. And you can join Enrollment Masters group there. And be sure and apply these principles. I love seeing people take their success to the next level. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next show.